Greatly appreciate them. We did have our first member class at 9:30 during Sunday school, and there were 7 participants, so we're very excited to have those 7 individuals join us at Little Swatara. I'm going to be here again at 1 o'clock if anyone's interested in coming at 1 o'clock for a membership class as well, and we'll continue that for the next 3 weeks, 4 including today. So thanks for your interest in joining the Little Swatara Church of the Brethren. Other announcements, there's Triple J tonight, 6 to 7 at the cafe. So we want to invite everyone to the Triple J for a time of worship and studying God's word together and just praying. So that'll be tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. I hear there's a little bit of snow possible. I'm not sure what the latest report is, but be careful if you do decide to come to Triple J. We'll continue to have it unless ice comes or something along those lines that would prevent us from doing so. Do we have any other announcements this morning? You're doing a great job with the We Care package items. Continue to bring in the crackers and the cookies, popcorn, granola bars, all those items listed on the bulletin. We greatly appreciate those by February 1st. If you could get those in by then, we would be so thankful. If there is no other announcements, I invite you to the back of your bulletin and listening and following. It's under the part, it says, "Let us pray together." And you'll see on the screen those parts where you'll respond, and I'll read, "You have called us," but together we'll read, "Lord, here we are listening." Lord, here we are listening. You have called us. 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 Lord, give us faith to follow you and to love others as you love us. Here we are, Lord. Speak to us, for we are listening. Amen. Please rise and join us in our hope opening hymn, "I Am Thine, O Lord," number 505. Just want to pass on information from the first service regarding a prayer concern. Rufus Gieseman has gone home to be with the Lord, so we want to lift up his family and keep him in prayer for comfort. And we were at the hospital to visit John Hoover yesterday, and he's going to be having a heart catheterization on Monday. So keep John Hoover and his wife Ruth in your prayers as well. Are there others that you would like to lift up this morning?
Neighbor Leslie Fessler, she was diagnosed with cancer a couple weeks back and had actually gone through chemo prior to having surgery and everything. And she had a PET scan, and she went to her oncologist this week, and they told her cancer is gone.
Amen.
So praise I know God. A lot of people were praying for her, and just kind of the power of prayer. It was pretty awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. We do serve a God who hears our prayers.
I have a joy. My son had a set of twins on Thursday, my son and his wife.
Congratulations. Twins. Couldn't imagine. It's wonderful. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, just thank you for the opportunity to gather here in this place. We are just amazed at your presence, amazed at the way you continually bless us, and we are so undeserved, but Lord, you just pour out blessings upon us. And we just want to rejoice in the wonderful news of twins being born and the joy that they bring to the parents' lives, and just pray that they would be nurtured and just cared for and loved in ways that only you could do through those parents and grandparents and loved ones that will surround them. Lord, we do lift up those that are facing health issues, that are struggling today, and just place them into your arms, Lord, that you would just bring your healing touch upon them, Lord. We think of John Hoover awaiting a heart catheterization. We think of Faye Ballsball with her shoulder and ask for healing to continue, Lord. We think of those that are going through the loss of loved ones and pray your peace and pray your comfort. And Lord, we just know that you are our strength to get us through those times. And so we lean hard on you, Lord, to get us through as we deal with sickness on a daily basis, many of us, and those of us that are caring for loved ones in our homes and nursing homes. We just pray you would just encourage us and just help us to be able to have the energy to do that, Lord. And we're just thankful that we can do so. And we think of Nigeria, and we think of the protection, the leading that you have provided them. Many have died at the hands of persecutors, and we just lift up their families, Lord, and we just pray that you would just bring a light into the Boko Haram and let them see that there is a God that loves them, and they no longer need to persecute and to go against what that God desires for their lives. So we pray for freedom. And we pray that you would just allow them to know you, and in some very powerful way you would reveal yourself, that there would be no more persecution, Lord. And we think of all the missionaries across the world that deal with that on a daily basis, and just lift them up to you, Lord, that you would just have your hand upon them, that you would guide them as they are doing your work, trying to reach the lost. And so, Father, just put your hand of protection around them. And just thank you, Lord, for each one here today. We thank you for the way that you meet us where we are, and we just lift up those areas in our lives right now where we're struggling, where we're dealing with sin, and confess them to you, Lord. So please, Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, we pray that you would help us on a daily basis to be more and more like you. Father, we thank you that you erase our sins from our lives. You cast them as far as the east is from the west, and we don't want to return to them, Lord. And we pray that we would indeed cling to that forgiveness that you offer through the cross. So, Lord, we pray our lives would just reflect your love to others, that we would be patient in dealing with others that may not have similar views as us, that you would just give us patience, you would give us understanding, and just help us to love no matter what. So, Lord, just give you this time as we worship you further and continue to live this life that you call us to lead. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We are abundantly blessed, and we do our best not to take anything for granted. We know that every good gift comes from above, and how we thank the Lord for the way he continually provides for our needs. Let us pray. Father, we do pray as we give that you would help us to be joyful, that you would help us to count our blessings, to know that in this life you have given us so much, and we're thankful for shelter, we're thankful for food, we're thankful for the provisions that you give us. During this time of offering, we ask that we would cheerfully give back a portion of what you have tremendously blessed us with. And it's into your hands we commit these things. Amen. Thank you. There's an overarching theme this morning that we have all been called by the Lord to follow Him, no matter what, beyond our comfort zones in each moment of our lives. Called to love our neighbors, to love our enemies as Christ loves us, despite the difficulty. This year, 2015, as we live together as brothers and sisters of Little Swatara, may we hear the Lord's call to passionately pursue the proclamation of the power of Jesus Christ, to enter into our lives and the lives of others and to change us forever. We know that we're never alone, for the Lord follows us and He goes ahead of us and He prepares the way for us. As we challenge ourselves this year to share our stories 12 times with others in our community and invite their presence among us in this place, we are very much aware, as we trust the Lord and allow ourselves to be used of Him, He is faithful to carry forth His word through our lives. We learn it from David in Psalm 139, 1-6. He says this, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You both precede me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to know." There's no greater love than He that knows all about us, and yet He still pursues us and desires a relationship with us. He takes the words from our lips, the actions from within, to demonstrate who He is to others. David goes on in verses 13 to 18 to say, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They are innumerable. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me." Perhaps this week you're feeling a bit down. Perhaps the world's gotten the best of you. Perhaps we're wondering what could possibly happen next. And we're told here that the Lord already knows. He has a plan already laid out. You see, our lives are in His hands. There's no greater compliment that God can give us than when we look into the mirror and we can be mesmerized by the unique creation He made us to be. Brothers and sisters, our time is now. This place is holy ground. The enemy has no foothold. We are free, and there are evildoers in the world desperately needing freedom in Christ. We pray for them day in and day out as they persecute our brothers and our sisters in Nigeria. They too need the Lord. We choose not to retaliate, but to follow God's plan to love our enemies and our neighbors as Christ loved us. I've been reading the devotionals that the EYN members have prepared, and they were made for such a time as this. We are, after all, the body of Christ. We are the believers to share what we have witnessed in our own lives. Not another moment can pass by that we are not listening and following the Lord's call. There's a world that needs to hear the good news. It's so easy to become overwhelmed at the task to ask what we could possibly do. But I believe In 2015, it starts right here in our very own communities. No matter our age, no matter our differences, we each have been called to love and to serve, to pray and to be patient with one another, to reach beyond our comfort zones, beyond people in our own families and circles of friends, into the world of the unknown. Might we, as brothers and sisters of the faith, hold out our hand and help a brother or sister in need. This new year can be unlike any other, where we step up and we say enough is enough to the brokenness in our communities and in our world. There truly is something greater than duct tape. There really is something better than super glue. And His name is Jesus Christ. His healing touch is upon us. Together, let's journey in 2015 as a united body of believers. Let's not hold back on loving others and settling our differences. Let's cling to the power found in that name and be transformed, made new. May we never again live with regrets, wishing we had told that someone how much we love them, or even more, how much their Savior loves them. Brothers and sisters, we can make a difference. We can make an impact. We can fill this space with passionate people who pursue the purpose of proclaiming the powerful name of Jesus. Perhaps we're here and we don't know what our future holds, but rest assured, God does. He's in control. He's seated on the throne. He's upholding each one of us. Simply trust, simply obey, and simply respond. God is calling every single one of us to move in His direction, to take our stories to the community and invite them to a place where they will find rest and peace, where they will find an abundance of love and be wrapped in the arms of Jesus. Now, I've always been one to shy away when I felt the Lord calling and question whether it could possibly be from God. But accepting His call to this place has changed that outlook. I've come to grasp the concept that God equips the called. The Spirit of the Lord is here in this place. He is at work among us. And I'm excited what I've sensed God calling us to do. It's not in our normal course of living to be willing to do this, but I sense that the word together means more than just sitting in a pew on a Sunday morning. I sense that the word together means having a united cause and a purpose. We stand together for Christ. And one of us falls, I've learned very quickly, we are quick to pick each other up. But now, in 2015, I sense that God is calling us to take that one step further into that unknown world of feeling a bit uneasy, of listening for His voice and acting on sharing our stories 12 times in 2015. I fully believe as well this morning that the Lord is calling every single one of us to be anointed with His power. We have been called, brothers and sisters, for a very special purpose, for such a time as this. It reads in James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. Are any among you suffering? They should keep on praying about it. And those who have reason to be thankful should continually sing praises to the Lord. Any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And their prayer, offered in faith, will heal the sick, and the Lord will make them well. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Now, here's a part of the passage we don't normally associate with anointing. But this is where I feel the Lord calling us. It goes on to say, Elijah was as human as we are. And yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for the next 3.5 years. Then he prayed for rain and down it poured. The grass turned green and the crops began to grow again. And here's what I hear the Lord saying. We've gone through a dry season. We didn't pray for it, but God was teaching us. He was guiding us. He was with us the entire way, directing us. And I'm certain that as we gather together around His Word and we pray into reaching our community, listening for the Lord to speak, and we follow His calling, the lost will be found. The saved will purposefully proclaim the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And we won't rest because we are sick of seeing people die without Christ. This morning, I've decided to allow my sermon time to be short. And I'm asking you to step out of your comfort zone this morning. There's nothing unique in this oil. This is only a symbol that the Lord used to anoint leaders, to anoint people, to do things that they...
2015. I can't wait to see what our Lord has in store. May you be blessed. May you find peace and comfort knowing that the Lord your God goes with each and every one of you. May you be peace. May you be love and an example.